I'm Sharon. This is KXCI Community Radio, and you are listening to the Nonprofit Spotlight. With me today is Jean Fettigan of Sister Jose Women's Center. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Jean.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Could you tell us, what is your organization's mission?
Our mission is dedicated to the care and nurture of the homeless women in a safe and welcoming environment. Our vision is that we will be a community where every homeless woman has a safe harbor and a path to sustainable existence.
How does your organization go about accomplishing that mission?
We pride ourselves on really individually meeting the homeless person where they are, meaning where they are in their life. Do they need IDs? Can we provide food or emergency clothing? All of those things are part of our mission to care and nurture the homeless women so that they can become empowered enough that they can begin to make their own plans to move forward toward that sustainable life.
You mentioned the offering of food and clothing and support. Is there a specific program that you would like to highlight today?
You know, today I think I would want to highlight our newest program. So the pandemic has really created a lot of problems for everyone, including the homeless population. We recently added case management. Pre-pandemic, we used a lot of help from other partnerships in town, and we worked with case managers from other areas. The pandemic put most of that remote, and it became very difficult. You know, people were just overloaded, the partner agencies. So we began our own case management program. So when someone comes in, they may have been robbed, they have no ID, they have no birth certificate, they may have gotten all their clothes stolen, you know, whatever's going on with them, we meet and ask them how we can help. And then we begin to work for IDs, paperwork, Social Security, DES, help them make the appropriate contacts and move them forward. We hired our own case management. We have actually two now. One is our program director, Penny Buckley, and then our new case aide, Jackie Blair. And between the two of them, we guide women in steps. If you've ever been in a place where you're just tired and high anxiety and you just feel stuck, we try to help them figure out for themselves. So today, what do you need? Or meeting with one of our partner agencies, then we facilitate that. And then we keep track of the woman we're helping. So they feel supported in what they're doing, but we're also able to case manage them forward. We call our program Moving Forward. I'm really very proud of it. Since we started in April, 70% of the women we've had have moved forward to another place, reuniting with family, rehabilitation, an apartment, or a different living situation so that they're in a safe place. We work with Easter Seals a lot. They're terrific in helping do some employment training. And we're really pleased with the processes we have placed in our organization since April.
And how would someone go about finding out more about Sister Jose Women's Center?
The primary way is probably going on our website, sisterjose.org. There they can peruse the website, the wish list. We take donations for seasonal clothing. We also take in cans of food, pop-top cans. We also allow the women to come in and have breakfast, so we do cereals. And I get them in to take a shower, do a load of laundry. All of those things are listed on the website. We're on social media, Facebook, Instagram. And lastly, it really helps to come on a tour and see what we're doing. Then you begin to understand the plight of the homeless woman and to also understand the compassionate way in which we treat the women.
Thank you, Jean. We really appreciate you joining us today on KXEI.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Sharon, and this has been the Nonprofit Spotlight. Joining me today was Jean Fettigan, Executive Director of Sister Jose Women's Center.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.